Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the March 29th Sunday Mass's second reading. It's Palm Sunday, Year A. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. And found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord. Wow, it's Palm Sunday, and we get to hear and experience the passion of Christ. And of course, just one more week to Easter. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us in this reading? What's the point of this reading? What's the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? For my own preparation, I focus on where the reading aims for the heart, because that's where the strongest emotional connection will register with the people in the pews. This passage also aims for the head, with Paul sharing some theological nuggets. There's also an interesting historical backdrop. In about 50 AD, Paul had just arrived in Troas, a key Roman port city, now modern-day Turkey, when he had a vision that night. In that vision, a Macedonian stood before him and begged him to come and help him. Paul immediately traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and important trade city, populated by retired Roman military personnel. See Acts 16:9-12. Having established the Christian community there, Paul had a strong affection for him. This letter is written in the mid-50s, from prison in Ephesus, about 400 miles away. What lessons do you get from this reading? Our reading has two parts. The first describes Christ's status and actions. Picture Paul explaining a complex theological concept, but doing so in a conversational way, to people he's very close to. We start with, Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Emphasize form, with, something, and grasped. The stress placed on with should draw attention to the contrast with form. Next we have, rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. Continue your conversational, explanatory demeanor as if you're having an intimate chat with one of the people in the pews, someone you know very well. Highlight rather, emptied, slave, and human. Say the word rather as you would use it in everyday conversation. Place a full stop after likeness. This reading comes from a poem believed to have been used as a liturgical hymn in Paul's time, often called the Kenosis Hymn, and he adapted it for this purpose. The name is based on the Greek word for emptying. This passage describes Jesus emptied of his heavenly existence as the second person of the Trinity to take on his human body and share fully in the human condition. But this emptying also refers to the emptying of himself required by the obedient acceptance of his death on the cross. As such, place extra stress on the word emptied in this passage. Next, and found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So begin this section, and found human in appearance, as the start of its own sentence. This does not modify what precedes it, but is linked to what follows. Continue the tone and demeanor as if you're explaining a new concept. Emphasize human, humbled, and death. Consider a lilt for even death on a cross, either upward, even death on a cross, or downward, even death on a cross. This marks the end of part one, which describes Christ's status and actions. Part two describes God the Father's response. God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When you read this section, build it up to a virtual crescendo. This segment mirrors Isaiah 45:23. To me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear. Paul inserts a reference to the three levels of the universe, heaven, earth, and under the earth, as understood in those days. I have to admit, that under the earth reference always confused me. Stress greatly, bestowed, the first name, the first every, the third name, the first Jesus, the second every, heaven, the first earth, under, every tongue, Jesus Christ, and Lord. Insert small pauses after the first hymn, the second hymn, the first name, heaven, the first earth, confess, and Christ. The last section, to the glory of God the Father. Consider two different ways to present this. One is without any stresses or pauses, as a winding down, a conclusion of this reading, the way I just did it. The other is to continue with the momentum of the crescendo used for the rest of part two, where with high energy you say, to the glory of God the Father, emphasizing glory. Insert a small pause between glory and God the Father. Choose the option most authentic and meaningful to you. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Anvil. By the way, if you like what you hear and are so inclined, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much.